You're listening to SBS News.
With voting underway, bookmakers say the trend is for Labor to win, with the odds at Sportsbet coming in at $1.10, whereas the Coalition is out to $7. Sportsbet says one punter has bet $850,000 on Labor to win, and the latest news poll would seem to give that punter a good chance of picking up a win. An Election Eve poll showed a 1.9% swing against the Coalition, despite voters declaring Scott Morrison to be their preferred Prime Minister. Election day started for Mr. Morrison with a last-ditch blitz of Northern Tasmania. He told the Seven Network if he's elected, he'll remain Prime Minister under the Liberal Party's new rules.
In modern campaigns these days, Australians are looking to choose someone they trust to lead Australia for the next 3 years. We've changed all the rules in our party just as the Labor Party did. So for the first time since 2004, when Australians elect their Prime Minister today, that is the Prime Minister they'll get for the next 3 years. You vote Liberal and National, you'll get me as your Prime Minister. You vote for your Labor candidate or Independents, you'll get Bill Shorten.
Both major parties believe the final result in today's federal election will be decided by 20 key marginal seats. Mr. Morrison told SBS News a re-elected coalition government would invest in social cohesion.
Australia is the most successful immigration nation on earth. We are the most successful multicultural society on earth, and our policies are all designed to bring Australians together. As we manage population growth, a key part of our plan is actually to invest in the social cohesion of our communities. Chinese community is 1.2 million Australians of Chinese heritage. I was with them just this week in Sydney, and I talked about the importance of their links to their Chinese heritage and how important that was for our broader relationship.
Labor leader Bill Shorten is visiting seats in the key battleground of Victoria. Mr. Shorten started the day with a jog around Melbourne in a T-shirt with the slogan, "Vote One, Chloe Shorten's husband." He says increasing minimum wage and acting on climate change will be among his first tasks if his party wins government. He says he's confident that Labor can win enough votes to rule as a majority government.
The first order of business will put a submission to the independent umpire to get the wages moving again for millions of our fellow Australians. My first legislation will be to reverse the cuts to penalty rates. We will convene the Parliament as soon as possible to start action on climate change. The rest of the world's fighting climate change. Australia's been missing. This is not the Aussie way to go missing in the big fights.
Many eyes will be watching the Sydney seat of Warringah, where former Liberal Prime Minister Tony Abbott faces the fight of his political career against independent candidate Zali Steggall. There's been condemnation of an alleged incident at one polling station in the electorate after a Liberal volunteer was attacked with a corkscrew on the eve of today's election. A man's been charged with 2 counts of common assault, and Tony Abbott has urged voters not to reward that kind of nasty behaviour.
This has been a pretty ugly campaign here in Warringah. I think that we've seen a lot of low blows. At one stage they sank into the gutter and then they went literally into the sewer. And last night we saw a most unfortunate incident where one of my campaign volunteers was attacked and stabbed.
Meanwhile, Bill Shorten has condemned what he called dirty tactics, with posters targeting Chinese voters at booths in the Victorian seat of Chisholm. The posters, which are formatted to look like Australian Electoral Commission information in the colours of purple and white, advise voters in traditional Chinese characters that the correct way to vote is to put a number one next to the Liberals. The Australian Electoral Commission says the signs won't be removed as they have been properly authorised and no laws have been breached. Mr. Shorten says those behind the posters should own up to it.
I don't know who's done this, but always look at who benefits from these dirty tricks, and then that generally is the culprit, isn't it?
Both the major parties are running female Chinese Australian candidates in Chisholm to appeal to the roughly 20% of voters in the electorate who are of Chinese ancestry. About 4.76 million votes have been cast at early voting centres, with 700,000 votes cast on Friday, the final day of campaigning. This compares to a total of 2.5 million at the same stage of the 2016 federal election. In addition, there have been 1.5 million postal vote applications, according to the Electoral Commission. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.